Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alex Cora. Alex, you got Dan, Ted, and Fitzy, and let's just start off. Anything interesting happened the last couple of days?
Oh, we keep winning games, man. That's always good.
There you go. All right. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. So regarding the Rafael Devers deal, Alex, when did you first hear that the team officially had decided to move on from Rafael Devers?
You know, we've been talking about the subject for the last week. You know, obviously, you know, on Sunday we got the news. You know, the deal went down after the game, and you know, we were at the airport, and then we have to, you know, get Rafi, talk to him, and let him know what happened. So, but there's been conversations, and there's something that it happens in every organization, right? As far as like the communication part of it, you know everything. And then they kept me in the loop with what was going on, and we decided to make the move on Sunday.
Alex, the leadership group, when they spoke yesterday, used the term inflection point in terms of when they realized this was going to become a reality. Was there any one point along the way or one instance where it became a certain thing that this deal was going to get made?
I think we talk about the organization, right, and what we're trying to accomplish. And I'm not going to hide the fact that Rafi is one of the best hitters in the world, right? We all know that. And, you know, we have to move on from that part. But as you guys know, throughout the off season, we made some decisions during spring training. We made decisions during the season. Circumstances changed, and I don't think we were aligned in some of them. You know, one thing I appreciate from Rafi was at 705, 105, or 135, man, he posted, right? He did everything possible to help us win games. But, you know, as a group, you know, we decided that probably this is the best course of action for now and for the future, you know. And we talk about it as a group, and this is where we're going. And, you know, like I told the guys, it's a tough decision, one that we don't have to ask questions about it, right? Our job here is to show up tonight and try to win the series, and then hopefully we can sweep tomorrow. You saw the group yesterday. There was a lot of energy, the way they talk about it. We all love Rafi, but we have to move on. And to be honest with you, we went through this a few years ago, and we failed at it. You know, when we traded Christian, I think it was in 22, right? 22. And the mood of the group was down. We didn't play well right after that, and it felt a lot different yesterday. You know, the guys showed up, and obviously we pitched well.
Alex, you know, now that Rafi's gone, you obviously the DH position has opened up. And I'm just curious, you know, now that he's left, how does this change your approach offensively, and how do you look at that DH position?
Yeah, I think now, obviously, we got yesterday was Campbell. Today is going to be Ref Snyder. Willier, he comes back most likely on Friday. He's on a rehab assignment today. He's going to DH in Worcester. And I think here, you know, now that we got this situation, Massa comes into play, right? Like, I mean, he's been able to swing the bat throughout the process. The throwing has been an issue. So we got to sit down as a group and decide what's best for Massa, what's best for us. And if we have to speed up the process because he can hit, we can go that way. And there's a lot of moving parts. You saw the lineup construction, even with Rafi over the weekend against the lefties. You know, we moved Ref and Romy to the top of the lineup. So we're going to have we're going to be creative. I think the guy on the mound is going to dictate who we have. Let's say if he has a good fastball, well, we'll put our best fastball hitter in that spot. You know, if it's Ref or Romy, and we'll mix and match. But I think as a unit, as a group, we're in a good spot, and we can be creative, match up with them late in games, and we're going to maximize that. I'm not saying we're going to miss – I'm not saying that we're not going to miss Rafi Devers offensively, because, like I said before, he's one of the best in the world. But there's a unit that we have, and we're going to maximize the group.
Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons from out in Seattle. Alex, you referenced decisions being made in the offseason. It's widely believed that you were pivotal in bringing in Alex Bregman, who was having a hell of a season until he hurt himself a little less than a month ago. Hopefully comes back soon. Breslow mentioned this as well, and I just want to ask you if you felt like there was anything that you could have done differently at any point along the way to prevent how the Devers situation ultimately played itself out.
I think if we talk to both groups, we will both admit that probably yes, you know, but at the same time, and like the Alex situation happened right at the end, you know, and you know, we communicated when we had to, you know, when we were very close. And then after that, you saw what happened. So, you know, yeah, I mean, you always try to think ahead and, okay, if this happens again, how can we handle it better? But at the same time, man, it's not a given. It wasn't a given that Alex Bregman was coming here. There were a lot of rumors, you know, and I got to spring training very early to talk to Rafi about what was going on and what might happen, you know, and obviously, you know, it looks like the communication wasn't good enough for his camp.
Alex, on that topic, the pejorative term that's been thrown around in years past was that you were kind of the Devers whisperer, having a great relationship with the player. How would you describe your relationship with Rafael Devers over the years, and did it change at all as the years went along?
No, it was good. It was good. It's still good, you know, and like one of the things that I try to tell our players, you know, and this is the reality of it, right? Like, decisions on this business, you know, is they're business decisions, you know, it's not personal, right? Like, if we decide for you to be at the DH, it's not because we all of a sudden we're going to punish you and.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And DH, you know, it's where we at as a group and as a organization, and that's why it was asked. And, you know, if the player take it personal, then the relationship wasn't as great, right? So, and me and Rafi, we have a good one. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. Obviously, not this weekend, but I think he's going to be okay in San Fran. Obviously, you know, they needed a bat. They got it. And where they're at right now in the standings, I truly believe, you know, they're going to be in a good spot the upcoming months.
Alex, is there expectations now that, you know, Rafi's gone and his big contract is gone, that there's more financial flexibility? And is there expectations to the front office that they need maybe make a bold move at the trade deadline to get to really, you know, improve your team and see how you guys can finish strong?
Yeah, the way I see it is up to us now, right? Even with Rafi or without Rafi, we need to put pressure on the front office and ownership, you know, for them to do that. You know, we're 2 games over .500. If the season ends today, we're in the wild card spot, right? We've been playing well the last 2 weeks, and the reason is because we're pitching. So just keep piling up wins, keep pitching well, and if we do that, you know, I truly believe that we're going to be in a good spot going into the training deadline, and it's going to be a lot different than the last few years.
Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, here with us on WEI Afternoons from Seattle. So, Alex, one word that we have heard used a bunch, Sam Kennedy used it, Craig Breslow, and actually you even referenced it earlier, alignment. You're aligned now. Everyone's aligned. So that seems to be the big takeaway, the big bingo word. So would you say now that with Rafael moving on to San Francisco, hopefully there's less discord in the clubhouse, would you say that management, ownership, yourself, everyone is in alignment going forward, and that there's no one else is upset in the clubhouse?
I thought throughout the off season and throughout the start of the season, we were in the same page. It just happened that we had to make a big decision here, and it was trading Rafi. And it's not about opening spots in my belief. You know, this is about, you know, this is what we needed to do for us to keep moving forward. And we got two good arms that I truly believe they're going to help us sooner rather than later. We need pitching. We got it. Like I said before, one of the best hitters in the world is going to be hitting San Francisco most of the games. He's not going to be with us. But like the guys said yesterday, we have to turn the page. And I know it sounds harsh, but the less we talk about Rafi, you know, the better it's going to be for the group. We love him. We're going to miss mm-hmm. him. And we wish him nothing but the best. But we have to show up today and try to win the series.
Alex, as you talk so much about how your group had energy yesterday and really kind of bounced back after that seismic day on Sunday, who were the voices that you were hearing the loudest, the de facto leaders that were helping your group get through what was a pretty tumultuous time?
Yeah, I think, you know, the veterans that there's a lot of people here that, you know, they're new to the organization, right? Like, they know Rafi as a teammate the last 3 months, right? But they understand how it works. You know, Walker Buehler, Garrett Crochet, Justin Wilson, and then Trevor Story, Rob Refrinder, that they've been here the last few years. One of the messages, too, and I'm going to be very clear, we cannot question the front office because the last 4 years we've been below average, right? So, you know, we have to be better. That we're playing better the last 2 weeks, of course, you know, and now we're in a better spot. People are talking about the wild card. You see what's going on in the division, you know, the Yankees, the Rays, Toronto, and us. It seems like if we continue to play this well, this way, it's what people expected before the season. It's going to be a dogfight all the way to the end. But as a group, we have to keep improving because the last few years are not acceptable.
Alex, you know, a lot of talk about culture, really, from Breslow and Kennedy, both talking about kind of culture and first impressions. You know, how important is that to you? Do you see having a good, strong culture as being imperative if a baseball team is going to go where you want them to go?
Well, I sometimes question if we're doing it right, to be honest with you, because we haven't been good, you know. And like I said a few weeks ago, I take a look in the mirror, you know, and say, hey, are you doing it right? Do we have to make adjustments? I've never seen a good team or a winning team having bad chemistry, right? Mm-hmm. But there's been a lot of bad teams, too, that have good chemistry. You know, they get along. The thing is that they don't have the talent to win a lot of ballgames. So I truly believe in my principles as a manager. Hopefully, you know, the players are buying into it, and we can keep moving forward. And like I said, we've done it before here. We did it in 18. We were really good in 21, but the other ones, we've been bad below average. So we're about to see what's going to happen, but yesterday was a good start after the Rafi trade.
There's no denying, Alex, the pitching has been awesome. You guys have pitched to a 1 ERA over the last four games, winners of six in a row. It's been pivotal, and obviously there was a lot of pitching that came back in the trade as well. So you said you got some good arms back. How do you plan on deploying those guys, and what would you see Jordan Hicks's role potentially being on the Sox pitching staff going forward?
Yeah, Hicks, he's in Boston right now. There's a good chance he's going to throw a live BP in the upcoming days and go on a rehab assignment next week. I got to talk to Bress about it, but it looks like we're going to use him in the bullpen, and, you know, that's another good arm, you know, throwing 98, 99, and having an extra arm, especially losing Justin Slayton for an extended period of time. Harrison, man, he's been in the radar. You know, a lot of people have been talking about him for a while. He has this unique fastball that we truly believe is going to impact the game. And he's going to be in Worcester. We're going to make some adjustments in certain things that we recognize, obviously scouting him and watching video. But I think this kid is going to be one of those that when he comes here, he's going to impact this team and help us win a lot of games.
Alex, you talked about the timeline for Willier Abreu a moment ago. You've had a lot of injuries to navigate during this season. Any other timelines you can update us on, specifically anything with Alex Bregman that you're hearing?
Alex is improving, and the way he feels, the way he's talking about it, way ahead compared to the same injury when he was with the Astros. I don't have the timeline from that year, but the way he's talking, you know, I don't want to say in a month or less than a month. I don't want to put pressure on him, but it feels like it's going to be sooner rather than later. You know, in the beginning, I thought it was going to be longer, but it seems now that he should be with us soon. And I'm not talking about soon this week or next week, but you know what I mean. Like, it's not going to take 2 months. So that's good. Slayton still not throwing, feeling better. Tanner Houck is going on a rehab assignment tomorrow. So feeling better as a group. The guys are working hard. And like I said, man, this group is ready to go. And we get a chance today to win the series.
Well, obviously, Alex, it's been a very action-packed last 72 hours, not to mention the fact that you won 5-6 against the Yankees. Like I said, six-game winning streak. The team seems to be responding well. The rookies are adding some energy as well, and you got a lot of work ahead of you, but we appreciate you taking some time to join us from the Pacific Northwest. Good luck the rest of the way, and we're looking forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Be well.
Thank you as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.